Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we talk about five easy steps to reclaiming your personal power. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success, and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hello and welcome everyone to the Next Level You podcast. It has been a minute since I have jumped out, and it has been probably one of the toughest months of my life. And what I needed to do was withdraw and really just focus on myself and my family during what has been a really challenging time. And the reason that I'm creating this episode on reclaiming your power is because that's where I felt that I've really had the greatest growth over the last month, in terms of realizing that my power was on the outside. I was putting my personal power, giving away my personal power to external circumstances, to other people, to even things like social media. And, you know, that really was beginning to frustrate me and cause me a lot of grief. And so I needed to just withdraw, and I really wasn't in a place where I was able to effectively serve you or give you what you needed as a listener in terms of your own personal growth. And sometimes it's okay to do that. And that's where this episode really is a heartfelt one, because, you know, I'm just being raw, I'm being authentic, and, you know, saying that it's okay to take that time for yourself. I think in a world of instant gratification and everything's always on, you know, doesn't matter what time of day, you can jump onto, you know, Instagram, and, you know, everyone seems happy and living their best life and smashing goals and, you know, creating amazing results in their business or, you know, in travel. And it can really start to take its toll on you, especially when you have things going on personally. So today's episode is really about reclaiming that power, taking back that power that is rightfully yours, no one else's, nothing, you know, to do externally from you, but deep within you. And I think sometimes we can allow ourselves to fall into the trap of believing that our power is not within ourselves, that it's dependent on external factors, such as, you know, it could even be such as the scales, the number on the weight scales. It could be, you know, how many likes you've gotten on a social media post. It could be what someone else says or does is where you feel powerful. And that is absolute rubbish, because the only way that you can feel truly powerful is by reclaiming that power within you. And I have taken the time out. It's been 4 weeks since I have jumped on here, and, you know, I had no intention whatsoever of, you know, never coming back, but I wasn't in a frame of mind to be able to deliver effective content. And, you know, maybe you can relate in a certain way, maybe in some way. Maybe it's not that you have a podcast, but maybe it's that you need to withdraw from friends or from family, or maybe even take a break from work or your business. It might be that you've been pushing yourself so hard in your sport or in your fitness routine that you just need time to refill your cup. It might be that you've been, you know, working yourself to the bone to create some financial results, and it's just time for you to refresh, take a breath, and recalibrate where you're going. You know, whatever that means for you, but sometimes needing to withdraw and taking the time out for yourself and potentially for your family is the first step in asserting your power in your life. We can easily fall into the trap that, you know, if we're not present on the internet, if we're not present, in our regular routine, maybe going to the gym, maybe, you know, showing up a certain way towards friends or family, that there's something wrong with us. And that is absolutely not the case, because the only way that you can refill your cup is by putting yourself first and asserting that power in your life. Now, for me, I'll talk about my personal experience, but I have found that I was starting to really feel the pressures of social media. You know, they say if you're in business, you'll know that with social media, you know, you've got to be present to be seen, and consistently posting education or tips or just being on all the time. And let me tell you, that can be really exhausting. It can be exhausting, first of all, coming up with the content, but it can be exhausting putting on this persona that everything is okay if everything is not okay. And for me, that's where I was. You know, my family and I are going through a really tough time at the moment, and where to the point where I was feeling like I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, until I was reminded that maybe there's a bend in the tunnel. Maybe there's a turn, maybe there's an S bend. And of course I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but that's because that I've got many turns ahead of me, or I'm, you know, it's going in a different direction. But it doesn't mean that the end of the tunnel isn't necessarily, you know, 10 feet away from me, for example. So that was really a time in the last month that I've needed to just pull back and just think about what's important to me and my life and my family, and really just take the time to determine how I'm going to move forward in this time. And that was removing myself for the moment from social media, or the pressures of having to post for social media on my business page. And then that led to another pressure of, oh, well, then I'm not going to be seen. Then I'm not going to get the engagement. Then I'm not going to be growing my audience. I'm not going to be, generating leads and things like that. And it just started to consume me. And hence why a further need to withdraw, a further need to pull back and reclaim my power, because in that instance, the power was outside me. The power laid with social media, with Instagram, with Facebook, with the followers, with, you know, the engagement, which is just insane, because someone's personal true power does not rely on external circumstances like a platform such as social media, Instagram or Facebook. So maybe you can relate. Maybe you don't have a business, or maybe you do, but the truth of these platforms is that it is an engagement platform. So the more times someone likes or shares or comments on your post, then the more it's shown. It's just purely the algorithm, and it is absolutely in no case an indication of whether it's a good post, whether it's a crappy post, whether you're worthy, whether you're deserving, whether you're loved. It's absolutely not. And that's something that I'm working on with my children and my girls is that it doesn't matter how many likes you get. It doesn't matter how many times someone comments. I mean, sure, it gives you a rush of dopamine. It gives you that sense of, yes, I'm doing great. It does elevate your status within yourself, but it's by no means the be all and end all. And so, you know, just taking some time out to reassess that can definitely allow you to reclaim your personal power. I was feeling the pressures of always having to show up and be on. And there's a difference between showing up and turning up. So we'll cover that in a second. But for me, the pressures of having to show up and be on was not allowing me to deal with what I needed to deal with within my family. And so I had to withdraw again to reclaim that power within myself, but also allow myself the time to not be on, to not have to show up in a certain way, to just be me. And there is so much power in that, in being vulnerable. Brené Brown talks about vulnerability and how most of us shy away from that as a sign of weakness, where in actual case, being vulnerable is showing your strength. It is reclaiming your power. And so for me in the last month, I've really had to draw on that vulnerability in order to be able to move forward. Now, showing up versus turning up. I could have very well turned up the last 4 weeks in my business or on the podcast and delivered what may have been a mediocre episode. It may not have been, but it may well have been given the way that I was feeling. And so a lot of the time, especially high achievers, highly driven achievers can feel that just by turning up consistently doing something is enough. And I'm here to absolutely tell you it's not enough. There is a difference between showing up and being present and giving your all and authentically being there versus turning up and giving a half-assed effort, having your mind be somewhere else. Maybe you're turning up to family dinners, but your mind is on business or on what you've got to do tomorrow or what you need to do tonight before bed or that email that you didn't send or the workout that you didn't do or you did do, but you thought that you could do better. So tomorrow you're going to do better. It's that constant, as my husband calls it, all of the tabs open in your brain that are running. You know, you're processing in the background, but in that moment, you're not actually being 100% present to whatever it is that you're doing. That's turning up, as opposed to showing up, closing all of the other tabs in the brain, in the computer processing system of your body, and giving your 100% attention to that, whether it's to your business in that moment, whether it's in that meeting that you had to go to, whether it's at the dinner table having dinner with your family, whether it's in that exercise session that you're not thinking about everything else that you have to do, turning up versus showing up. So have a think about that in your life where you potentially are showing up or maybe you're turning up and not giving 100%. So for me, also in the last month of reclaiming my personal power was the pressures of having to appear like I had it together. And this also then relates back to social media where, you know, the posts that, you know, where someone's achieving great things and look at this holiday that I've been on and look at what I've created and these are the results that I'm doing and look at me, you know, everything is always up, up, up. And absolutely there is power in getting inspiration from people and from posts like that. But if you feel in yourself that's how you have to be all the time, appearing like you've got it together, if you don't, if you do, fantastic, like kudos to you. But if you don't, if you're, you know, struggling with something, if you're facing a deep challenge within yourself or within your family or within your business, just having that pressure of then having to appear like you've got it together is removing that personal power. And it comes back to that vulnerability again, being vulnerable, showing your strength, reclaiming your power. No, everything's not okay, but it will be, because I'm going to take this time away to, you know, do what I need to do, to take the right steps, to look after myself, to fill my cup. So for me, that the last month has really been about reclaiming my personal power. But let me tell you, at the start of the month, that wasn't where I felt that I needed to go. It was something that I had to figure out. And that can also, you know, in itself, cause someone to lose power if you're unsure of what direction to take, but you're still just trying to take the steps in order to get somewhere and it's not working, but then you're feeling frustrated. So then you come back and then you take more steps, and it is absolutely okay to have to withdraw in order to see the big picture. Imagine jumping in a helicopter on that ground floor, like on the ground, sorry, on the ground level. If you're sitting in the helicopter before it takes off, there's only so much that you can see. But as soon as that helicopter takes off and starts to rise into the air, all of a sudden, the amount of space that you can see physically, the amount, the view, the different perspective is vastly different to when you're on ground floor. So think of that as, you know, an opportunity to take that helicopter view, to have a look on the grand scheme of it, of things, like, you know, what's going on in your life. And then when you come back down to ground, being able to then take the steps in order to reclaim your personal power. So really it comes down to being at cause in your life rather than effect. So where in your life are you responding or reacting and being at the effect of an external source, whether that's from someone else, whether it's, you know, a work colleague, a family member, a friend, even just a stranger driving down the street and someone beeps at you. Do you respond to that in a negative manner, or do you allow that to affect you for the rest of the day? Or are you at cause in your life in claiming your power and thinking, well, that person's having a bad day, I didn't do anything wrong? There is a vast difference. Being at cause in your life is being in control of your life. You know, we are taught inadvertently that we need to be present, we need to be on, we need to appear like we've got it all in order to be accepted, to be valued, to be worthy of, you know, someone's interaction. And that absolutely is rubbish. It is not true. And the only way that you are going to reclaim your power is by ensuring that you are at cause of your life, that you are taking the time, if you need it, to withdraw, to be able to get that helicopter approach and perspective on your life. So I've come up with 5 steps to, in order to reclaim your personal power. First of all, declare it. You know, for me, it wasn't until a month ago that I thought, I need to withdraw. I can see that things aren't going the way that I want them to go within myself, and I need to be able to step back and take the time for myself and my family. I wanted that personal power back. I absolutely have it back now, but I had to declare that. I had to be aware of it, and I had to acknowledge that within myself. So step number one is to declare it. Step number two is write down what power means to you. I've been doing so much journaling over the last month. And again, it wasn't something that just came to me that was like, okay, well, what does power mean to me? But it was something through my journaling that I realized that I was giving up my power to someone else, to something else, to other circumstances outside of my control. The only thing that I could control is directly what's happening in my life, from my efforts and from my actions and from my thoughts and beliefs. So what that power meant to me was bringing that back to within me rather than like looking externally at what I wasn't happy with, okay, bringing it right back. So step number two, writing down what power means to you. Start reclaiming it. Now, it can be something as simple as saying no. Now, sometimes that cannot be simple, especially if you are a people pleaser and you're used to saying yes and other people are used to you saying yes. But it could be something like someone says, do you want to go for a drink after work? No, no, thank you, not today. You know, it could be something simple like your partner says, do you want to watch this show tonight on TV? No, thank you. I'd like to watch this. Or no, I'm going to go journal. Or no, I'm going to go to bed a little bit earlier. Whatever that is for you. But start reclaiming it. Start taking that back and start small. Start with the small things that, you know, once you've done a couple of times, then you can start to take on the bigger things. Step number four, if you are interested in wanting to reclaim your personal power, is to rewire old beliefs and habits. Now, this is a massive, massive step. And especially if you aren't someone that, does the work, the personal development work. But this is absolutely a huge step because we are wired to believe certain things and we are wired to act in a certain way based on our past habits. Again, just being aware of, well, what do I believe in this situation in order to be acting this way is the first step of being able to then say, well, is it true in my life? Is it not true? Where is it not true in other people's lives? And then what is a new belief or a habit that I can instill? There is a whole episode on how to rewire old beliefs and habits, but that is absolutely essential to reclaiming your personal power. And step number five, like anything in life, is to practice it. None of the work that we do is a one and done thing. Everything takes practice. And if anyone ever tells you that there's a quick way to success or a quick way to wealth or a quick way to overcome, you know, childhood trauma or a quick way to reclaiming your power, it is bullshit. This takes practice. So the more you practice it, the better that you'll be at it. It's just like working a muscle. You can't go to the gym once and do one squat and expect to have, you know, super toned, strong legs. It just doesn't work that way. And I think, again, with the pressures of social media and external factors, it does try to communicate to us that things happen in a quick fashion, and they absolutely don't. So practice it, make it a practice. So let's go over those again. Five steps to reclaiming your personal power. Declare it. Number two, write down what power means to you. Number three, start reclaiming it right now. Start. Number four, rewire old beliefs and habits. And number five, practice. Everything takes practice. And I want you to think, to wrap this whole episode up, think of a bow and an arrow. Sometimes pulling back the bow will enable you to go further. If you pull the arrow back in the bow a little bit and try to and let it go and see how far it goes, it doesn't go very far. But when you pull it all the way back and let it go, imagine how much further it goes. The same goes for us as humans. And so if you need the time, if you need to take time out for yourself, don't feel guilty. this is part of reclaiming your power, is taking that control back. Guilt is absolutely a way of losing your power. Take that back. Take the time. Pull the arrow back. Take the time to be able to recalibrate, to find out what's important to you, to be able to fill your cup, reclaim your power, bring it back to yourself so that you're able to be more effective, go out there and create exactly what you want to create in your life. And that starts with reclaiming your personal power. So thank you so much for joining me today. Before we go, if you haven't gone and downloaded my free 7-step guide to unblocking limiting beliefs so that you can attract success effortlessly, you can do so now at www.jamielang.com/7, that's the numeral 7, steps. That's jamielang.com/7 steps. You know, this is really my passion in life, is to help as many people as I can elevate their life and take them to the next level so that they can live their best life. And it all starts with reclaiming your personal power. So if you resonate with what you hear, feel free to share the episode, write a review, because platforms like this rate shows on the reviews and on the shares, helping it get out to more people. I would love you for it. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.